Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star Fuentes is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans around the world. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com and then join her here every Wednesday night on Spiritual Connections Radio as she shares her knowledge with you. And now, Star Fuentes.
Welcome. After the half hour, we will be taking your questions. The number is 646-716-9663. I am very pleased and very honored to have with me today Sarah Untrup. And that's how you say your last name, sweetie?
Yep, Sarah Untrup.
And Sarah feels to me like the deep moon in the soul. She seems to be aligned with other people's rhythms, with their reflections, with their light. And knowing 5,000, 6,000, 10,000 healers over the last 50 years and doing this work, I'm impressed with Sarah's light and Sarah's energy. Sarah, how did you get started on your spiritual path?
Well, I was actually in Europe when I was about 18 years old. I went and traveled around Europe and then decided to stay a little longer. And I was in northern England, and I got into an art school, and I just started school. And I decided that I wanted to gather people, and I started to bring people together to lead them through meditation. And I remember I had a book, and I would just read through the book and read through different meditation visualizations and things like that. And one of the people that came to the meditation group said, "Oh my goodness, you have to meet my teacher." And I said, "Okay, I've never had been around a spiritual teacher of any kind, and I'd love to." And so I went to see her, and it was a weekend workshop. And she took me aside after the first night, and she basically said, she would ask questions to the group, and, we would all go around and answer and things like that. And she took me aside that night and said, "You don't know what you are, do you?" And I said, "What are you talking about?" And she said, "Can you see everything I'm saying?" And I said, "Yeah," but I didn't think it was any big deal. Because I had no context for being clairvoyant at that point. And she said, "You're clairvoyant." And I said, "Great, what does that mean?" And it was at that point where she started to work with me a little bit more, and I started to really be able to understand and put a context that most people don't see the way I see, just naturally. And then I started to reflect back onto my childhood and through different experiences throughout my childhood, where I was very clearly also seeing guides, seeing my grandfather that had passed. But once again, I had no framework, no context to relate with that. So I studied with her for about a year in England. And then when I came back to the States, I moved to Boulder, Colorado. And I immediately sought out school there, and I went to the Boulder Psychic Institute in Boulder, and got amazing tools and an amazing container in which I could do readings and start to talk about and have a language for what I was seeing and experiencing. And then that was around when I was 20 years old. And then from that point forward, I just kept going and doing tons and tons of readings. And the more I read, the more I could see. And it was just, it kind of opened up all my channels, and it clicked. And it was very clear that it was so much a part of my purpose and why I was on the planet. And it's just grown ever since.
And it's really amazing. You see something in somebody and you don't recognize it. And you see that same thing in somebody else. And then finally you get, oh, everybody who has liver problems has that kind of a thing. And the more and more readings that you do, the files become bigger in your mind. And the more you get to to have words for what you're seeing. Many, many people see, feel, hear a lot. And bringing that down into the conscious mind, putting words to it, being able to say, well, this energy says this, this, and that. And the more readings you do, the more, I would like to say enlightened, but more definitive you become about what you see. So that's always important. I've done some meditations. I've done 10, 15, 1 hour guided meditations through the years, but I was just totally blown away by your 30-day series of meditation. Talk about thinking things through. Talk about having that, the progress and the way you scripted it and the way you put. Now, you don't only have one 30-day program. You have, what, three, four?
Well, this is the fifth year that I will have done the program. So I've done it 5 times, and I do it every January. And, yeah, it's a pretty miraculous program, I'd say. Right now we have we just finished day 9 today of it, and it's an hour long guided meditation. And what I love about it so much is the meditation really is very dependent upon who is participating. And so basically I set the space, I create a container, an energetic container for all this year. There's about 55 participants. And then right before the call, I'll drop into the energy of the container, and then I will ground and just start to breathe and feel and open up my centers. And then I will basically guide the whole group and will go to wherever they need to go within their own beings. And I teach people how to work with energy themselves and how to heal themselves and how to really be more connected to themselves as a spiritual being in a physical body. And it's just miraculous how to take, when I, you know, taking 50 people on this journey, and I get so many emails every day that, oh my goodness, that's exactly what I needed. And wow, that really moved me exactly where I needed to be moved. And I got to shift what I've been needing to shift for so long. And there's so much magic in working in a larger container like that. And because it's not me, it's the energy of the whole group. And I'm holding, and I'm reading the energy, but it's really it's like an orchestra. All of us show up with our energy, and it's just an amazing field to sit in for an hour every day for 30 days. So it's one of my favorite journeys too.
That is so amazing. I teach my people who are teachers to work like that. I say, you cannot plan or script anything. You cannot say, I'm going to talk about a waterfall and then a golden pyramid, because that is not how the energy works. The energy works, if one person drops off that call, that energy can, you know, you're going along looking at pyramids, and the next thing you know, you're floating down a river. And the energy is very much at free will, at choice. There are certain things, you know, like chakras need to go in a certain order. There are certain things that are very linear. But when you start working with masters and you start working masterfully with energy, there is no plan. There is just knowledge shaping and wisdom facilitating the energies. So it is amazing what you can do with a group like that and what you allow them to be without having a scripted point one, point two, point three. God really comes, Source really comes and guides those meditations through you. And I am sure you've got thousands of comments about how empowered people become after this.
Yeah. It's just really, I'm always blown away. You know, I've been doing this work now for 19 years, and I'm always so humbled by it and so blown away, because it's quite amazing to live a spiritually oriented life and then to be able to serve in this way. is just profound and very, I feel so much gratitude for
And it's really amazing, you know, here I am teaching, connecting, grounding, and all of a sudden I look up and I have 50 teachers in the room, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is parts for me, you know? and a good teacher, a good master will see that not only are you facilitating the energies for everybody else, but everybody else at certain points in times facilitates for you. Mm-hmm. On your website, you had a remarkable article blog about your baby, your little girl. And that when was the baby born?
She was born almost one year ago, January 4th, 2014.
And the description you used for your pregnancy, the description you used for the birth of your child, what I really liked about it is how honest and truthful you were about where you were. You know, and many people write things and they worry about what other people think. I cried when I read that today. I had tears rolling down my face because I think I've birthed 300 children. And I've never been pregnant myself. And I felt that pregnancy more than I've felt it in any years. And thank you for providing that clear piece about how that pregnancy taught you and how you could look into yourself, feel into yourself, and perceive what was actually going on. So you do sessions, correct? And what is your website so I can find out how to sign up for a session?
It's sarahentrup.com.
How do you spell that?
SARAHENTRUP.com.
Tell me about your sessions, sweetie.
So sessions are a time when I can work with you one-on-one, and I always start with your intention. Why did you contact me? What is it that you want to experience or receive in our time together? And then we go from there. And so in that time, I usually start by basically telling the person what I'm seeing as they're talking. So if they're talking about a health issue or a relationship issue, they'll be telling me a bit of their story. And I will be able to look through my clairvoyance. And what I say is I see your story through a different lens. So I might get different information from your guides or my guides, or I might see an energetic block or pattern in your body. And we kind of go wherever the energy takes us. And there's usually me doing some healing along the way too, helping to really keep the energy flowing and moving and shifting in your own body. But one of the things I love to do is empower the person that I'm talking to so that they can learn how to release whatever energy they're having a hard time with. And so I often will do even just a little bit of mini teaching in our sessions together so that you can walk away from the session feeling empowered, like, okay, I don't have to be dependent on Sarah or another healer to clear me, even though it feels really good when someone else gives me a healing. You can walk away and actually be able to do a little bit more for yourself.
That sounds really powerful and positive. Now, let's see, video conferencing, telephone, Skype, probably you do readings on all sorts of different media, correct?
I do. That's right. And I have gone through different forms, and lately I'm doing my private sessions over the phone.
And it varies. Certain years, certain things happen. And something happened 2 years ago in Skype, and they upgraded their equipment. And for me, all of a sudden, the auras were very clear, and the energies were very, very defined around people. So I was very happy with that, although I've done it on IOL, AOL typing, and Facebook typing questions back and forth. It's really easy for, once you are a reader, once you are clairvoyant, if you touch the frequency, the vibration of the people, it's really easy. 99.9% of the time, it's really easy to be able to empower someone and give them information. So
yeah.
Can you tell us some of the funnier things that have happened during some of your sessions and some of the things that make you giggle, that to say there is a God or that wouldn't happen that way?
Right. Well, my clients will often say to me, what really resonated for them is my laughter, because I tend to laugh at people a lot. And I tend to laugh at people's pain and where people are stuck. And you can say that it's a healing tool, because so many people get so caught up and think their lives are so heavy and so hard. And, you know, the pain that we're carrying is so, you know, it's just never ending. And a lot of times what we need is someone to really laugh at us. And I have great respect for where we all are on our journeys, and at the same time, I feel like we take ourselves way too seriously and take the things that have happened to us in our lives way too seriously. So there's just a kind of everyday sense of humor, I think, in my personality. Mundane humor, we could say. Some of the really cool things that I really appreciate, again, aren't, you know, when someone's able to levitate or telekinesisly disappear their remote control or whatever. It's more just when someone can actually email me and just say, oh my goodness, I'm actually able to maintain a space of happiness and peace within me. And I'm able to create really what I want to be creating in my life. Because that tends to be where I work with people a lot, on helping people and coaching people on how to create what they're really wanting for themselves, and utilize all of the energy and all of the resources that we have on a spiritual, emotional, physical, mental level to really manifest the life, the business, the relationship that you really want to be living in.
And it is really amazing how many people are stuck because they don't know what they want. I need a new car. I need more education. I need to love more. And people will get into decades in their life, well, because they don't know what they want. They won't put any energy in any direction. Oh, yeah, still love their children. Oh, yeah, still do their job. But sometimes being with someone who's clairvoyant, sometimes when someone just says, yes, that's a really appropriate energy for you to follow, and that stuckness, and I find it a little bit more overwhelming this last decade than the two before that. And then while being in the business for 50 years, you just see these cycles come and go. So when you're not pursuing something, when you don't have a passion, when you're not moving in a direction, this is the time you talk to a clairvoyant. This is the time you talk to someone who can see that spark that will ignite that fire in your life. And so empowering. And you could stay lost for a long time.
Yeah. And that's what I love about what I do. I usually talk to people on an edge. And it might be a really exciting edge or a really scary edge or a really painful edge. But I get to talk to people when they're right at the edge of change.
I call it the why. They're right at the end of the road. You can go on a road right or left. There's no hard right. And for me, a lot of people I talk to are standing at that why, or you call it the edge, and they're looking, feeling, sensing what road to go on. What is the greatest spiritual lesson that you've gotten this lifetime? What is the greatest spiritual lesson that you've gotten this lifetime?
Good question. That we are, I was just talking about this today in the meditation morning, that we are supported more than we will ever know. that the universe is cheering us on, that the universe is really, really holding space for us to live a miraculous life. And really believing that and knowing that in my body is why I can do everything that I do and live the way I live and have the peace and the happiness I have. Because I know I have so much support and guidance, really.
And you know, people have got here. They got to wherever they are, and they haven't starved, and they haven't been homeless, and they haven't not had somebody in their life to support them. And they're in this fear, like, oh, my God, what happens if I become homeless? What happens if I starve? What happens if nobody loves me? We've been so supported that here we are healthy, most of us. Here we are wealthy in any comparison compared to people in Africa or in third world nations with a roof over our head. And we are wealthy. Yep. And we just don't get how supported we are.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's a major, major lesson for everybody. I think for me, it's came up once a decade in one way or another, and I relearn it, and I relearn it at a deeper, better level. If you had a message that would be across board for anybody, just beginning in the metaphysical, spiritual realm, just starting to see their own light, and becoming aware how much there is out there, what would that message be?
That you are more capable than you will ever know.
Well, that's a big, big message. And, you know, like it's you're more light than you'll ever know.
And I think to connect in, because we are so powerful, especially when our spirituality is turning on, it's so important to be connected to like-minded people so that you can feel supported and foster and really grow what's opening in you a lot quicker.
And people say, I never had anybody to talk to. I thought that those things were imagined, or those flashes of light were my eyes were going bad. And once people have people to talk to and they realize that other people go through things in their spiritual growth, it's amazing how much at ease they are. You can walk into a room where everybody's negative and go, oh, yeah, no, I don't believe it till I see it. And we've done it this way for 70 years. You walk into a room and literally the light will be sucked out of you if they're not like-minded people. Not that they're wrong, they're doing exactly what their soul needs for them to be doing, but talking and sharing with other people and understanding that other people see, feel, perceive, smell, taste, hear things differently.
Yeah,
jump you up dozens and dozens of levels.
Yeah.
So what are you doing new? What besides this 30-day thing? Is there something new you're doing? Is there something upcoming this year that we should be looking for that you're presenting or creating?
I am going to actually present or open a program called Creatrix, and it's a program for women actually that are really have something very tangible that they're wanting to create, whether it be a business or a book or something physical that they want to manifest in the world. And it's going to be a space for you to receive help on that creation project and insight and guidance and support from the other participants. And I'm really excited about it because I really like to be in the creative cauldron with people. And I think creation happens a lot more easily in a container of and with other people. So we're doing a creative cauldron, the creatrix. So wow. That's
is that online?
That's gonna come
is that
in March.
Person or
it's
online
gonna be
and then in person?
It's going to be online.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That sounds wonderful because there is this big electrical gap. We can see things, we can say things, we can think things, and then there's miraculous electrical energy comes in, boom, they manifest.
Yeah.
And sometimes we can do something and it's unrepeatable. Sometimes mm-hmm. when we be something, everything we do is repeatable. And, mm-hmm. and this electrical charge, this electrical switch that gets turned on is just so massively easier to get to when you're sitting there with 5 or 50 other people
yeah.
all looking for the exact word, the exact feeling, the not-so-exciting that switches on this. And what a interesting name, Creatrix.
That's yeah, I love that word, the creatrix.
I'm not seeing any books on your website. Am I missing that?
No, I haven't written any books yet. No, I'm just exiting my baby making years. I'm just completing that phase of making physical humans, and then my next baby will probably be a book down the road. But
and tell me. How you have 2 children, correct?
Yes, I do.
How have these babies been your teachers?
Oh, my goodness. No question. They humble me every day to my knees. they're my greatest teachers because I have to be completely grounded and completely present every day, every moment, no matter how I feel. Regardless of my internal situation, I have to show up and give from my heart so that they can shine and they can grow. So it's very, being a parent is absolutely the hardest thing I have ever done and also the most gratifying and rewarding thing I've ever done.
And do you see your light or aspects of your light occasionally in your children or
is that
going to come later?
No, both my children, I used to, when I would do readings a lot on other people and other babies, I would see them, that they would descend in slowly to their bodies. My babies showed up way before they were ever birthed, and so they've been totally present. Their light has been totally present in their bodies since they were born, and to see and really hold the space for their wholeness from the beginning is sometimes challenging, but it's really miraculous to watch and to see. Julian, my son, he's 3 and a half, and he is so extraordinarily telepathic. And he has no clue. And I will just be thinking a thought. It happens all the time in the car where I'll be thinking a thought or thinking about a client, and he will have never heard the name. Like I'll be thinking about Monique. And he'll, 2 minutes later say, Mama, who's Monique? And it's just like, oh, boy, okay. So I also really appreciate that because it really, it's not just what comes out of our mouths, but it's the thoughts we think, the emotions we hold, and what comes out of our mouths that's so impactful. And my children are really teaching me that every day.
That is really powerful. I had a couple that was really close to me, and they had twins, and I ended up taking care, and both of them were redhead, so that may tell you just a little bit about these twins. And the moment my mind would wander, a plate would go flying across the room, something would get tipped over, I'd start thinking about what I was writing or something, and they were such good teachers to me.
Yeah.
To stay grounded, to stay present, and amazing. And I really have to give light and credit and energy to everyone who's ever raised a child, birthed a child, and it's so important.
Yeah.
We're coming up on the half-hour break, so let's hear that, and then we'll be back to chat with you in a minute.
Okay. Thank you.
You're listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star Fuentes is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans around the world. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com and then join her here every Wednesday night on Spiritual Connections Radio as she shares her knowledge with you. Once again, Star Fuentes.
Ready when you
and
are.
And I beg your pardon?
I said I'm ready when you are.
Okay. We are ready for the first caller.
Great. Stig, you're on.
Oh, hi. Hi, Sarah. Hi, Star.
Hi, sweetie. Hi, how are you, Stig?
Well, the relationship stuff has me very torn. The shows at the club are going well. Some other stuff is going well, but I feel like, you know, with all the stuff that I don't want to, that's too personal to reveal on the air.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to have Sarah give you a couple of sentences. And since you've been with me for 22 or 23 years, whatever it's been, I will give you a few hints without naming any thing too public. So, Sarah,
this is not reality TV.
It could be with you, though. Sarah,
yes,
could you give my friend Stig a few sentences about healing and helping his relationship?
And I'm an actor. Anything you could tell me about that as well, please.
Yes. So you have a great ability to channel a lot of energy through your body pretty quickly. And I think it's really important for you, especially in the relationship to another person, your primary relationship, as well as your career, to really be clear and choose the energy that you want to bring through. Because it looks to me like you have the ability to channel what I would say or call holy heaven or holy hell.
And nothing in between, Stig.
Yes,
you know,
I know.
You know, nothing in between. Sarah, you're so correct about that. And you're down at the bottom of one of your waves and cycles, Stig, and I predict in the next 6 or 7 days you'll be coming out of that. And your significant other loves you, always has, and every once in a while your personality just irritates him.
He will call in too, so I'll let him ask his questions. But I love you so much. You're right. That's really a great thing to concentrate on. The fact that I need simplicity, and to know, am I channeling holy heaven or holy hell?
And get that you're not an in between person, and Sarah was just so clearly what we've gone through in the last 20-some years together. It's either heaven or hell with you. And just remember, every day it's your choice.
Mm-hmm.
I cherish every moment, Star, of the 22 or 23 years I've known you.
Thank you. All right. Thank you, Stig.
Thank you, Stig.
Do we have anyone else there?
Yeah. Hi, Lynn, you're on.
Okay, thanks. Hi, Star.
Hi, sweetie. What's your question?
I need more physical health clarity. When and what to expect in regards to getting better and pain free, and some spiritual clarity and direction.
Okay. It seems like I'm going to let Sarah go first. Sarah, would you please talk to this beautiful lady?
Yeah. What's your name?
Lynn.
Lynn. Hi, Lynn. So I'm really aware that you're holding a karmic pattern. It looks like an ancestral karmic pattern in your body, and it's really making your joints and your body a lot more painful. So besides the physical healing that needs to occur, there's also a nice chunk of spiritual ancestral healing that wants to happen in your body. So basically, you're holding a pattern that is not your pattern, but you're holding it to heal it, actually. So it's an invitation for you to go deeper into your own healing process and your own spiritual process. It looks like a lot of your physical ailments will be liberated through your spiritual endeavors.
And Lynn, when Sarah was talking to me, I had a great insight about you, and I've known you for many, many, many years. And you were doing what I call industrial karma. And industrial karma is having the pains, the places and spaces in your body wear down when people work in industries for their whole lifetime. Even though you are not working in an industry, you are the God form healer for that. So in the next couple of weeks, when I'm done with all these classes, I will write out a little thing, saying meditation for you to do to finish your God form healing so you can come back and work on yourself. Do you see how that looks? How your body's looking the way it does because of the industrial karma?
Okay, very good. Excellent. Yeah.
Okay, thank you, sweetie.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
Okay. Jennifer, you're on.
Hey, thank you. I was going to ask about my relationship with my boyfriend.
Okay, Sarah, you can start.
Okay. Looks a little. Say your name one time for me.
Jennifer.
Okay. So it looks a little bit like you tend to kind of leave your body and go find the relationship, try to make the relationship come closer to you. And it looks like you pop out of your feminine energy, and your feminine energy is your strongest suit, your strongest energy that you have. And by you learning how to stay in your body and stay connected to your feminine energy, it's very magnetic and it's very powerful. And you also have a lot of heart energy that would really be, again, very magnetic if you were more grounded in your body. And then what would happen is, you know, relationships would just flock to you. People, like bees to a fragrant flower. So you just have to remember that you have to stay in instead of popping out and trying to go out there and make it happen, trying to chase after the relationships. Stay in, stay connected to your feminine energy. And feminine energy is all about pleasure and light and enjoyment. So the more you can stay connected to those aspects, the more your feminine energy will open more fully in your body, and then your relationship will come to you more easily, where you won't have as much struggle in your relationship.
Sweetie, do you think that this is the right guy, the right person for you?
Yes and no.
Okay, I'm
kind of confused there.
Okay, let me tell you something. There's something I call the doubt fog. And the doubt fog is a mist or energy created between two people who are thinking about and having a relationship. So one of the people says, I don't know if this is the right person. And that fog starts getting between you and that person. The other person reads that doubt fog and says, this person has questions about me. Three weeks, 3 days down the line, the doubt fog is very, very heavy between the people. Whatever you doubt, you need to ask your person clearly, is this an issue? Are you working on this? My fear is that you'll go away, abandon me. Is this your pattern? Have you abandoned 5 lovers? I think for you right now, for you to know, is you need to learn to clear that doubt fog and put into words whatever you need to ask this person, and allow this person to put into words whatever they need to ask you. To be really honest and really clear with you, this is the last step before you find the mate. This is not the mate. This is the last step before you find the mate.
I agree.
And if there is any clarity, anything that you can change, it's by truthfully digging deep into both of your behaviors, and you may make that last step into the one, but don't invest a lot of time when there's yep. such a huge doubt cloud until you clear the cloud and really see, is this the appropriate one for you? Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Thank you, sweetie.
Thank you.
Okay. Netta, you're on.
Okay, thank you. Hello, everybody. I wanted to know if you could tell me a little bit about my life's next steps.
And repeat your name, please.
Netta.
Netta. Go ahead, Sarah.
Hi, Netta. So I'm definitely aware that you have a lot of creative energy, and it looks like you are in a good time of transition where you need to learn how to harness your energy in a more clear direction and really focus. You have the type of energy where you could throw a dart and pick what you want to do by throwing a dart. You would be good at a lot of things is what I'm saying. And so I think it's really important for you to hone in on what brings you the most pleasure and enjoyment in your life and continue to follow that and really commit to a path and continue to bring all of your energy into alignment on that path. Because it looks like you need to go a little deeper and commit a little bit more to get to where you really want to be. So focus.
And what I have to say for you is security, security, security. Mm. And is being secure or being in a known state good enough for your passion? Is your passion is much, much more full of light than being secure. And I would say to you something that Sarah said earlier on in the show is we don't know how much we're being protected, how much we're being given, and how much we're being supported. So take that step. You know exactly where you want to go, correct?
Yes, I think I do.
Okay, tell us what you think.
It is following more of a spiritual path and helping others in more of a volunteer way than looking for monetary.
And I would take that way, the word following away, and I would say leading people to their life, leading, counseling, whatever it is, in a more spiritual path. And yes, that is your path, and be careful that security is not the thing that holds you away from that. Spirit,
okay.
God, Source will take care of you.
Okay.
Right, Sarah?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And really stay on the path that you're finding a lot of enjoyment and you're the path that you're falling in love with. I think it's really important for you.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, sweetie.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Mona.
It's Mark. I have a question for Sarah. Is that okay, Star?
Go for it, sweetie.
Sarah, you know, I've had something that started on 111, which came out as a chest cold and stuff like that, which is very unusual because I don't normally get sick. What I have noticed is an expansion of my heart chakra, my throat chakra, my thymus has been vibrating. Mm-hmm. I was just wondering if you can give me some validation of what's going on.
Mm-hmm. It looks like you... I have a match here with what you're experiencing. It looks like you're processing a level of grief for the community around you. Looks like you're healing a layer of energy for, it could be your extended family, but it looks more like the place that you live, the community that you live in. And it also looks like with your thyroid is a little off whack, off of kilter, and it looks like it would be really beneficial for you to take a few drops of iodine every day or eat some chlorella every day just to help your thyroid keep flushing, because it definitely looks like you tend to pull in and process energies on a larger community level.
Mm-hmm. So, is it true that you have to take vitamin B to properly be able to convert and use iodine?
I haven't heard that. I know you should get really pure, good iodine, but I haven't heard it with the correlation to B as much.
Okay, thank you,
Mark, where are you living, sweetie?
Well, I'm living with a friend of mine, house-sitting for him while he's in Japan.
Are you in Florida?
Yes, I am.
Okay, now, I want you to remember, everybody looks like Mom and Dad. Everybody in Florida, wherever you go, the shopping market, wherever you go, everybody looks like Mom and Dad. If you have not resolved your Mom and Dad issues, every place you go, you will see different characteristics of your Mom and Dad. And know that as you break away from being in that pattern with your mother, your father, even if they're alive or dead or whatever it is, that your body will respond by letting go of the negativity or used energy from that relationship. Mm-hmm. So usually when I see someone who I know does their spiritual work like you, and I see them all stuffed up, fluffed up, whatever it is, I know that something deep from their childhood, and especially if that cold or those sinuses won't go away, is being processed. My statement to you is, what are you putting in its place? What type of light are you going to put in? And sometimes that sinus stuff and cold will stay there until you decide that you want to put in love or teaching or empowerment in that space. So make a few decisions about when all this stuff moves out. What kind of light are you going to carry? Are you going to do some leadership? Are you going to do supporting? Are you going to be servicing? I mean, you have all of those capabilities. So decide when the used energy is gone, what light is going to take its place? And I think this is why the sustain with you, okay?
Yeah, it's a good validation because I was originally living with my stepmother who was dying of cancer. And my father, who's a maintenance alcoholic, so, you know, I was in that environment for about seven months. But what I'm doing now is I'm just doing self-love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that grief it will just keep coming out. It doesn't look like it's going to stick, but it definitely looks like you are processing that grief through.
Mm. And good job on that. Make very clear what you want to replace, place that energy with, and that will disappear for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
Do we have another caller?
Nope, we're done for tonight.
Okay. Well, I want to talk about something that I see on Sarah's website. And your website is what, Sarah?
SarahEntrup.com. SarahEntrup.com.
And I see that you work with the divine feminine. I see in your compliments and in your parts where people talk about what they've gotten from you, I see that there's quite a bit of praise for your work with the feminine energies. Could you speak to us about that for a little bit?
Absolutely. I believe that the feminine is one of the most untapped, powerful resources on the planet. And men and women both have feminine energy. I got pregnant with my daughter, Amara, she really initiated me into a new awareness and a new level of my own feminine energy. And I started to look around at a lot of the women in my life and my clients, and it's like, wow, you're not utilizing this power. It's like you've got a room full of riches that you don't have the key to. And so I've really been spending a lot more time with women and showing them where their key is and helping them open the door to the power that they hold as a woman, and really working on the creative energy in the base of our bodies that creates babies, but it also creates healing, and it creates anything we want in creation. I believe that the feminine has the imprint of all of creation within us. so because of that imprint, we have the information and carry the information to create anything we want, need, or desire on this planet. And when we can really tap into that energy and then fully run it in our bodies and in our lives, there's a lot more ease. There's a lot more grace that happens through our creativity. And there's a lot more magnetism. Because one of the other things that I've seen a lot of is that women try to manifest in a more masculine way. And when we can learn how to manifest through our femininity, through our feminine energy, we manifest through magnetism. We manifest through our higher vibrational joy, enjoyment of life, and we just will naturally magnetize what we need, want, and desire to us. So it's a lot less effort to create through our feminine energy than our masculine energy, actually. So,
And being womb conscious, and the womb is where something grows, and we hold the space for something to grow and manifest instead of making it manifest,
yeah,
or controlling it to manifest, and we magnetize that seed of light or that sperm or the exact thing we want, and we must hold that space, and in our laughter and in our nesting and in our cooking and in our writing, we have to hold that space of that divine feminine without forcing it.
Absolutely.
And it's so much easier to be that womb once we've started the creation process than to micromanage it or to push and pull it versus, ever try to make a rose bud blossom? You touch those petals and you pull them out and they'll fall out.
Yeah.
But if you give it good water and good sunshine and wait, it'll become that. And we forgot how to laugh. Our microwaves, our ovens, and our dishwashers, and our washers and dryers. We used to, 100 years ago, we used to wash clothes together. At least once or twice a month, we'd all get together and cook for a baby, a wedding, a barn raising. We'd all get together and do and be. We have wonderful appliances and wonderful things to network with. But those bodies and energies being in that creative kitchen, that creative place, and being together and supporting each other and working like a team, that has fallen away. We have to relearn that. That went away in the 50s. We have to learn that whole thing, and I think it's so important for women to get together and to laugh and to play and create, work, cook. I don't care what. Create together, and it's not happening. People are creating great stuff on Facebook, and people are going out to eat, and so yes, the divine feminine is very important. And my husband is very androgynous. I mean, his feminine and his masculine is very developed. Mark, who is our engineer, he's pretty androgynous. His feminine and his masculine are very well developed. And I think that something happened, and we were taught that it's better to be more masculine as women to be successful.
Yeah.
So, Sarah, you do sessions, you do teachings. Do you travel at all, or are you doing everything from the house now with the children?
Yeah, I'm not traveling these days. I used to quite a bit, but now I'm just doing everything from my home.
And remember, you can call Sarah and get a session. She's got great meditations. Her website is very clear. Very clear on what she does and how she does it, and play with her. So I guess we're coming to the last 4 or 5 minutes of the show, and I'd like to ask you, where do you think spirituality is going in the next 2 or 3 years? What are we going to be learning about ourselves, and what is the world going to be teaching us?
Mm-hmm. I believe that we've been going, especially in the last decade, through quite an intense purification collectively on the planet, and a lot's been being released and worked through, and it will continue to some extent, but we've turned a corner, and there's a greater level of ease accessible to us. There's a greater level, you know, you can walk into a room and people are happier. The vibration is tending to be a little bit higher just naturally. And I think it's going to continue. We were on a downswing for a long time, and I think we're just at the beginning of an upswing. So with upswings, our karma is going to continue to get burned away, but things are going to be easier and brighter and lighter as long as we know what it is we really want and we have the intentions very clear and very set for our lives. The consciousness, you know, of light itself will just continue to work through your life and help to burn away what needs to be burned away and help manifest what you want to manifest. So clear and know what you want, because this is a great time for it to be, for you to receive it.
And I think it's really important to get rid of the things you're not using, to give up the books, the clothes, everything that you possess takes energy to hold it. And we have so many things that we don't use in a year. I want you to make space in the next couple of years. Look at your clothes, look at your books, look at the things you have. Have you used it in the last year? Have you not used it? Give it to the Salvation Army. Give it to someone who has space in their life. Your energy has changed so much in the last couple of years. You have so many things hanging out that have your old energy on that you don't even use. So declutter, clear out, make space. Or when all this purification is over, there is going to be huge amounts of light that drop into those spaces that we've purified. And whether they're empowerment, whether they're love, whether they're creativity, whatever they may be, consciously create those spaces. As we get a little happy, as we get a little bit more satisfied, we become greater in our satisfaction with ourselves and others. So whatever it is you're hanging on to, if it's inside, if it's outside, if it's in the mind or the heart, facilitate when these purifications are over. Facilitate so that gently, easily, and quickly things and energy can manifest in your life. Become the creatrix. There you go, Sarah. Become the creatrix. And most importantly, know that when you're at the Y, or what do you call it? I call it the crossroads. You call it what, Sarah, when a person gets...
The edge.
The edge. That it's important to have advice, wisdom, a compassionate mirror. It is important to talk, to relate to someone like Sarah or me or the hundreds and thousands of other practitioners out there who can see what you cannot see about yourself, who can feel the way, who can smell and sense what is next to come. For sometimes that confirmation is your greatest motivator and your best friend. Thank you, Sarah, for being on the show.
Thank you.
On behalf of
so
Spiritual
much.
Connections Radio, thank you for listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Please join us again next week for another enlivening episode. For more information on Star's classes or services, visit her website at www.starfuentes.com or call the office at 501-609-0660. That's 501-609-0660.